Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to us live Central Time. You are coming up in about 15 minutes on the most stressful time of the day, 8:15. For us, it'll be a dick joke, fart joke, what we talk about now. That's pretty stressful for us, about 8:15 every
day.
But apparently 8:15 for everybody's day is the most stressful time. Is that people just getting to work?
Yeah, a lot of it. Yeah, this
hassles. It's right away, just bang, bang, bang. You're moving around the house,
the
whatever.
Whole
getting
day's
to work.
In front of you.
It was a study done in Britain.
Those 8-hour days at work, what are those about?
You nailed a lot of this. The prospect of the work day ahead, struggling to leave the house on time and oversleeping, getting everybody dressed and out the house if there's kids, you know, but they's at 8:15 is the crunch point when life feels particularly tough.
Yeah. Your crunch point may vary.
Yeah.
Well, ours does, because we're just here telling dick jokes at 8:15.
It's halftime.
Monday through Friday, man.
Stress of the school
run. It's after
run.
Halftime, Todd. Yeah.
Losing your house keys, figuring out what to wear, dealing with the unpredictability of kids' emotions in the morning.
Oh, none of us.
Feeding and dressing them, making packed lunches, whatever. Mornings are stressful.
Man, I got out of all those because I was at work when kids were getting up for school.
Yeah.
I never did a first day of school.
I was there sometimes with days off, but I mean, in general, I was never there. So that was good for her, you know.
So I never posed
good for her.
With one of my kids on social media on the first day of school. What kind of a dad am I?
Yeah. Well,
was there social media when your kids had first days of school?
No, there wasn't, Todd.
No.
I was going to say, I just started doing the math in my head.
Or you would have been in one of those photos.
No, there wasn't.
Maybe a first day of junior year of college.
Yeah.
But I didn't take her to the first day of junior year of college.
Why is your old man your dorm, you know?
First day of Ged State for Ryan.
Exactly.
They said half of the 2,000 people polled in this claimed there's never enough time in the day to get things done, and said they're often overwhelmed.
8:15.
Right. Well, and shocking, you know, what they say to help about this stuff is plan ahead the night before.
Oh, my God. Saying that's easy. But a lot of times... I've noticed this, even with us, because we actually like our gig, but if I start really writing stuff down the night before, I feel like I'm already at work. All I do is take photos of my phone of stuff I want to talk about, and in the morning I kind of put it together in some thought patterns, but I know when people have jobs they hate, the night before, the last thing I want to think about is work.
But especially
Sunday night.
They're talking about, like, pick out your clothes for tomorrow.
Oh, I got it. Your grandma's got it.
Pack your lunch. If there's lunches that need to be packed, do that the night before. Yeah. You know, get them all, you know, it's one less stressful thing you have to do in the morning.
Yeah.
But I can't let the dogs out the night before because that's not the same. They need to go out again in the morning.
Well, some things have to be done in the morning, but if they don't have to be done in the morning, maybe think about it. Because, like, I'll do that. I get my clothes and because I don't...
My clothes.
Yeah.
Well,
the black T-shirt and your sweatpants,
or
right?
Or better yet, just get yourself a job that you got to be at 5 in the morning, and you will get out of a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, you will.
You're right.
Yeah, my responsibility list is I get dressed, brush my
If you go to work
teeth,
before everybody's awake, yeah. Then you're fine. You're right.
And let the dogs out and then let the dogs back in and then go to work. That's pretty much, it takes me about 10 minutes.
You're probably around the house in the morning before you went to work, right?
Yeah, I was. I was at the best at waking up real early.
to help around the house.
What time did you have to be at the cubicle?
Yeah.
Oh, was that 9?
10 sometimes.
Oh, geez.
9,
oh,
okay. 10.
So you got to sleep.
I needed to be there usually about 7 minutes before I got there.
Yeah, but you were probably asked to do a lot of stuff with the kids previous to that. So what time did you actually get up?
Some, not really.
he was more of a hindrance in that area.
Yeah, I wasn't the best.
You're in the way.
And my wife, for a long time, my wife would she'd do like in-home daycare.
Oh, got it. Like, also, where the kids
she'd
are already.
Be up, or I'd wake up to try to just like drive somebody to school.
Were you walking down the hallway in your underwear and some kid you didn't know walk around the corner? That'd be kind of weird.
I'd put pants on.
Okay. That'd be my problem. I would have my pants on. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta wear pants.
You got to wear pants because that's bad for daycare. If the guy of the daycare is walking around with his wiener hanging out.
Yeah, that means those kids go somewhere else for daycare.
and the cops come the next day.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
One thing I don't do that this article discusses is a lot of affirmations first thing in the morning.
No.
That I'm strong.
Oh, I don't have time for that.
I'm loved. None of that comes to mind.
No, you get those vibes when you come here. From the way that we talk to you,
feel so
Todd,
good about each other, right?
You feel strong and loved from the affirmations you get from the people around
right,
you here.
I don't need to say that to myself in the morning because I know I'll get that in just a few minutes.
Right. Right. That's what we're for.
That you're the best. Right?
I'm one quick drive away from all the positive affirmations that I need for the day.
And people sit in their car and go, I am like a Stuart Smalley, like I'm a good person. People love me, that kind of crap.
Hey, if that's what you got to do to get through your day, fine.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
You're right. But once again, we get the love from the audience here. Like, shut up, you ass hat. Yeah. Yeah, I love the show, but you're an ass. Or, we hammer each other. We don't even pick each other up half the time.
Well, it's been so long of not being there in the morning regularly that
you're in the way.
Oh, yeah. If I am there in the morning,
I've done that.
Just get out of the way.
I've done that, too.
I've seen people sit in their cars, and I don't know what they're doing, praying, meditating.
Masturbating.
Contemplating. Or masturbating.
Trying to summon the strength to get through the next 8 hours of the day.
Waiting as long as possible before you have to go into work.
Yeah, a lot of
that
people hit
too.
Their gigs. Somebody's sitting there right now. They're going to be at work at 8:15.
Yeah, we're at 10.
In the car right
we're at a countdown of 10 minutes till the most stressful time of the day, in case you're at home listening to this.
At work, they'd be like, you're late. I'm like, yeah, but that's like 10 minutes less I have to be here today. So. Sorry
that's
about that.
By the way,
I'll do the least amount possible throughout the day here.
I met a guy at the live show, Nick, who said he was your boss at the cubicle.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. Tom Maxwell.
Yeah, and he seemed like he was like the most forgiving guy ever because you worked there for a long time, and he said you were really not all that productive.
No, I wasn't.
you admitted that, though.
Yeah.
Was he a dick to you at all?
No, he's great.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. He's a dude who's, he was in charge of stuff. Yeah, he's a responsible guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he seemed like it.
I can see why he's doing that, yeah.
I don't know if he still does it, but at the previous studio, Jim Sucks would sit in his truck for a few minutes each morning.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't want to come and see us.
Yeah, I think he was summoning the strength to deal with us.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think when I asked him, he said he was praying for us.
For us.
A lot of us.
Yeah.
And now I think he's just reading gun manuals.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah, he's just spinning the barrel in his truck. I know he is.
What should
I do today?
He's got a hobby.
The prayers didn't work, so it's from prayer to guns.
Yeah, so good luck. 8:15 today.
8:15.
That's coming up if you're Central Time in about 10 minutes.
I think that that's relative though. I mean, 8:15. A lot of places, school's already started.
Yeah, I would say 8:15 is probably the most stressful time if the world for you begins at 9.
Right.
Work or school. It could be 7:15.
Yeah.
I don't know. What time do people go to school these days? No, early, right?
Yeah, it's probably...
My wife's got to be there at 8. Yeah.
Yeah.
My
daughter starts at 8:20, I think, is when they start. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think it's probably like 45 minutes to an hour before the kids got to be at school. Seems like it's probably when the...
Or if you don't have kids, you're probably in traffic right now.
Right,
you
go traffic.
Yeah, traffic. You know, your podcast of the local sports team's press conference ended, so you're bummed out. You know.
April press conference.
Well, the great thing is there's a press conference, and then you can listen to the reaction to the press conference.
To where they're not playing. You know, our four-string linebacker looks pretty good yesterday.
Yep.
That's going to help you.
It does sound like they're doing some innovative things this
But don't
spring.
Forget to tune in for practice live Saturday morning at 10.
Yep.
No wonder my Ryder's buddy walked away from you. This guy's a Husker freak, man.
Oh, yeah. Nobody knows that better than Husker player.
Yeah, he plays for him.
He's encountered
crazy,
Nick or someone like Nick many other times.
Yes. Nick asked him backstage at the live show. He said to Noah, he said,
"You're a linebacker? I drew up a couple of schemes on a napkin here for
hand
him.
Hand him right. The rule, man, when you get a chance there.
This is a great blitz. Give it a try.
Here's a great blitz package. Hand them to your coach here when you get there.